just had a dream that I was going to share, if that's okay. I had a dream last night, and it was one where you wake up and you know, like, this is from the Lord, and I just felt really like I was supposed to share it with you today. In the dream, I was sitting in a circle with women from this church. I recognized your faces, and it almost felt like we were in a Bible study or just sitting together, enjoying each other's company. And we started speaking kind words to each other. And every time we would say a kind word to a woman across from us or near us, this little web, almost like a spider web, would like shoot out from between whoever spoke it to the person it was spoken to. And it was beautiful. They were small and dainty, but strong, and they had beautiful designs, and every single one was different. But as we spoke these kind words to each other, it formed almost like a basket in between all of us. So we were saying these words, building these cords between us, and then almost without anyone realizing it, one by one, women would just pass out and fall. And I realized in the center of us was a giant pit that was just dark and black, and you couldn't even see the bottom of it. But when these women would faint, they would roll, and the cords would catch them and keep them from falling deep into this dark pit. And it just made me think how important our kind words to each other are. And I was praying over it as I woke up and asked the Lord, like, are these prophetic words that we need to speak to each other? And I believe that they can be, but it was just really an impression upon my heart again that they're kind words, the kindness of the Lord. And I thought, how often does God work like that? I feel like 90% of the time when the Lord is drawing me back to himself, it's through kind, gentle words. And so I think that was especially just for the women in this church, that it's not flattery or building each other up with fluff, but kind words are powerful. And when we faint, those words can be the thing that keep us from falling into darkness. So I wanted to finish with a scripture. Isaiah 54 says, "The sovereign Lord has given me his words of wisdom so that I know how to comfort the weary."
Amen.